Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Bags Packed and Ready to Go. Do you remember the chaos at the beginning of the movie Home Alone, when the family woke up late for their ride to the airport? They dashed out the door like a mob of crazy people. They barely made their flight, all but son Kevin, of course. One day, our spiritual alarm clock will ring. A day is coming when our life here will cease. Will our bags be packed, and will we be ready to go for our trip to the other side? We won't have time to scramble around like they did in the movie. In our hearts, we all know that life is fleeting. James 4, verse 14 tells us, "You have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears." In our heads, we often struggle with the reality of our mortality. We never want to assume this day will be our last. We tend to put off till tomorrow things that need our immediate attention today. Being prepared for the time we breathe our last breath is important. Matthew 24, verse 44 says this, "So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Luke 12, 35 to 36 states it this way, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks." Are you ready? It has been said that we all might be more prepared if we knew exactly when the hour of our death would come. In Psalms 39, verse 5, the author asks God to tell him the time of his death when he writes, "Lord, let me know my end, the number of my days, that I may learn how frail I am." If you could know the exact number of days remaining in your life, would you really want to know? How would this change the way you live your life? The fact is, we don't know, and therefore we should strive to be ready at all times. When that day does arrive, there will be a judgment. Are you prepared for what that judgment will bring? Not everyone who cries, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, according to Matthew 7:21. Jesus goes on to tell us that only those who do the will of his Father will enter heaven. So if we want to spend eternity with God in heaven, we should ask ourselves this question: what is God's will for me? Imagine for a moment that you had a very important test coming up in school. In fact, this test is so important that your performance on the test will determine whether or not you graduate. Wouldn't you want to know exactly what the teacher will be testing on? Now take my analogy one step further. Imagine that the teacher has such a strong desire to see everyone in the class pass that he gives all of the students the answer to the test in advance. One would assume that no one should fail the test, right? Not so fast. Do you know that our Heavenly Father has done just that for all of us? He has told us exactly how Judgment Day will go. You could say he has given us the answer for our eternal quiz in advance. He has told us how he will grade our test. With the answer in advance, shouldn't we all pass? Unfortunately, he tells us that not everyone will. Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46 is the answer sheet that God has given us in advance for our judgment day. He tells us that as our shepherd, he will separate us on his right and left. He will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. He then says to those on his left, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment. Yes, indeed, God has given us the answer to the test. He has told us how to be prepared when the time comes to travel forth from this earth. He has told us just how important it is that we show kindness and compassion to others, just as He has shown the same to us. He has warned us to be vigilant and ready. He has told us to keep our bags packed. In the movie Home Alone, Kevin was left behind. When it comes to our trip to heaven, will we be left behind? Perhaps we should re-examine Matthew 25:31-46 and make sure we are living according to God's will. He has told us that it is our sins of omission that can cause us to flunk the test and miss our flight. So I ask you again, are your bags packed? And are you ready to go? Now, will you please pray with me? Father, strengthen and prepare me to be ready for the day of my death and for my judgment. Guide me in my actions to help others. Help me to treat others with the same kindness, mercy, and love you offer me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.